Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are at war now on this show, Kennedy, with an artist who we love. And I don't even know what happened. I've been gone for a week. I come back and Salt says, we're at war with Matt Nathanson.
How do we get in war with such a sweet, sweet man?
Honestly.
You guys know my affection for Matt.
You have a special relationship, the two of you.
He and I, we get together. It's like we're two old buddies, drinking buddies, and we just start talking and we have a good time.
Absolutely.
And I love the man. So he came in on President's Day and nobody was here at the station, and he was doing a mixed lounge. So we had some people in, and I told my wife and daughter, and I was like, let's go up and see Matt, introduce him to the family and stuff like that.
Sure.
So it all started out great. It started out as it normally does, with just a goofy interview that we were doing.
Matt Nathanson?
I just live here.
You really do?
I have a yurt set up next to the studio. It gets a little cold in the winter, but it's worth it.
Most people are like, I'm off for President's Day, not Matt Nathanson.
No way. Are you kidding me? This is my day to shine. That's what I say. President's Day, my day to shine.
Really?
That's what I say in my calendar.
Really should put that on a t-shirt or something.
Yeah. My day to shine.
So let's talk about the song. It's a bit of a hit.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What happened?
My dad hears it at the gym, and I know that that's a sign. That's the sign. He's like, I heard your song again at when I was at Willie's, you know, throwing the plates around. He's like 80. So I'm like, you're not throwing any plates. But anyway, yeah, so it's pretty cool. It's nice.
Yeah.
And people respond to it, you know, live. It's just great. It's fun to have a song that people take on sort of a larger level into into their as their own. That's pretty great.
So you're touring again. You got a couple of sold out shows. Do you ever feel bad when you sell out a show and people are like, I can't get in?
Oh my God, I've never felt bad when I sell out a show. No, I'm always like, yeah, no, never. Not even once.
You ever try and get people in? You're like, come on, can we let a couple
people
in?
Yeah, we do that. I do that sometimes, like, let people in. And sometimes, you know, I buy all the tickets. That's what's so crazy.
Oh, you're at that level.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy all your own tickets.
Oh, yeah, I take a mortgage out of my house, so it makes me look good.
So there's only 8 people at the show.
Yeah, it's nobody knows, though, because nobody's there.
This is what the Red Sox were doing for all those years when they weren't winning. Longest sellout in Major League Baseball.
Totally. You're like, no.
I shouldn't say that because we're a Red Sox station now.
Right. Oh, shh.
Keep that in your head. So I had to talk.
She's a fan.
You might be able to hear my daughter in the background.
She loves the Red Sox.
Okay. I have two questions for you.
Yeah, the audio is actually from a video because...
I didn't know if you were about to do like carpool karaoke.
I felt like I was in a fishbowl. I was like, what's happening?
Because Dan wasn't here, I didn't turn on all the mics. And I literally didn't turn my mic on. So all it was just Matt. So that's why it sounds like that to begin with.
Okay. And was your daughter in the studio with you?
Yeah, no, my wife and daughter were sitting in there. We were all sitting in there because I had something very pertinent to ask Matt. And this is where Matt turned into a giant jerk.
So I wanted to bring something up because I was on your website the other day and I was on the merch section of your website. You have great t-shirts, but you don't have any baby merch. My daughter is here today, and I wanted her to wear like a Matt Nathanson onesie. But come on, man, nothing.
Here's the deal. By the time your wife's pregnant now, so by the time the second kid comes, I will have
baby
merch.
Okay, we weren't telling people.
Secret?
Yes.
No. What?
Do you see anybody else here today?
We're in a bunker.
I haven't told Carson and Kennedy yet. I haven't told them.
What?
Hey, hey guys, they're pregnant.
Are you kidding me?
Mazel tov.
Might as well tell them it's a boy. Done.
Yeah, is it? Oh, yeah. It's a boy. Yes.
Thanks, Matt.
Oh, my God. Anytime I can
told
ruin,
you because like, I wasn't going to see you for a while.
It's great. I'm going to jump out of a birthday cake for you later this year. Oh, that was a surprise, too.
Wait.
But I'm going to wear a thong.
Are you going to come to her birthday?
Strong. Jeez. No, yours. I was told nipple tassels and a thong.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, well, so the surprise is dead, but just you can prep yourself, like, get ready.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. We got Matt Nathanson jumping out of a cake for me, babe.
Great.
She's like, I have nothing to do with it. Oh, my God.
Congratulations on the song.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations on having a kid that I told the world about. Awesome. See you next one.
Great.
Really? Surprise.
Yeah, he's such a jerk, isn't he?
Buried the lead there.
What a jerk.
I can't stand that Matt Nathanson.
I had a feeling there would be Irish twins in your family, but I just didn't know. Gosh. I'm so happy for you.
I'm so mad. Are you going to get the baby onesie that says Matt Nathanson?
I know. I'm pissed.
What a jerk that he doesn't have baby merch.
He's the worst.
God, that guy.
I know.
I mean, the song's okay.
Yeah.
But if he'd had some baby merch for your daughter.
It'd be way better. Yeah. And my son now.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're
your
having
Your son? What are you
baby?
Talking about? Did I miss something?
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Now,
so what did you guys find out a while ago then?
Well,
and you've been keeping it from us as always?
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh.
I will say this, that Dan and Annie, this takes a lot of pressure off them because they've known for...
A while.
Really?
Annie was there the day that I found out, and she kind of happened to be at the bar when I got the ultrasound. So it was kind of like, I was like, what's on your phone? Like, oh, hey, this. And then Dan... We were going to do a rap.
Dan, are you hiding this from us?
Dan was actually going to do a rap.
For so long.
Oh,
so
my God.
And, no, but he was going to do a Friday weekly wrap-up. He was going to do it, and he was going to do it this Friday. You guys are going to see my wife on Thursday, and there's no way she can hide it. So...
Congratulations. Oh, my
buddy.
God. I am so full. I wish
wow.
we could have videotaped that happening.
Wow.
I swear to God. I have a bruise on my chin from where it hit the floor.
It's like...
I'm so happy.
Wow. Congratulations, Salt.
It's a boy.
Salt's having another baby.
Group hug.
High fives, buddy. Nice job.
Nice
Good
job.
I am
Good job for doing it. Yes.
Swimming in our pools.
Wow, I'm so bad
baby.
At keeping secrets. That was really hard.
I'm a little mad at
by
you.
By the time your wife's pregnant now, so by the time the second kid comes,
well,
I will
okay,
have
thanks.
Baby merch.
Okay, we didn't. We weren't telling people.
Secret?
Yes.
No.
Do you see anybody else here today?
We're in a bunker.
I haven't told Carson and Kennedy yet. I haven't told them.
Oh, my God.
Oops. Hey,
I love that.
Oops.
Oops. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, doing July.
Of course. Do you remember?
July what?
Just a little bit later than CP's birthday.
So,
it was a great wedding.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.